Gateway Buick GMC has the hottest sale of the summer going on now. Take over $13,000 off the GMC Sierra. In the market for a Buick Enclave, Gateway has you covered with premiums over $11,000 off MSRP price. The all-new 2017 Acadia now on the showroom floor, alongside the luxurious Buick Envision. Shop online at stlouisbuickgmc.com or in person off I-270 and McDonald Boulevard. Gateway, the right way.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studio on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:07 in St. Louis. You're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Timothy Michael McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn with you on the radio program on the Tease Farms Captain Log. Larry Nickel will be with us at 7:45 to recap you. Amy Trask at 8:30. Richard Deitch at 9:15. There you are. Text in 314-880-0808, 314-880-0808. Call in on the appliance discounter phone lines at 314-880-0808 and email in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Appliance Discounters is gearing up for Labor Day. Shop now through Labor Day to take advantage of end-of-summer savings on all brands as well as Bosch appliance packages. Get 10% back on said Bosch appliances on top of the already low prices. The Appliance Discounters, their savings are your savings. Check out their locations. Six area locations to serve you online at theappliancediscounters.com. Amy Trask and Richard Deitch on the program today.
Well, I'm not going to be much good to you this morning, fellas. I have misplaced my earbuds, and I'm wearing these cans now. Everything sounds different to me. My weight shift is a little off. You're gonna have to take it from here.
You look nice with a nice set of cans.
Well, it's just, you know, you get used to one way of doing things, and then you put on headsets that are different, and just my weight shift is off. So I just don't anticipate being a whole lot of good to you.
Well, you got a good night's sleep, so I'm expecting you to have a big show. And it seems like you're going to make an excuse now as to why you won't be good. I think you'll be great.
I just want to be up front with you. That's all.
We can battle through, I think.
I'll try. I set them somewhere. I don't know where they are.
And we can talk lochty with Deitch, right?
I guess.
I have zero interest in that story.
I'm upset with us.
I think we spent 1 minute on it, and I like it. I'm proud of us for not talking about
it. I'm upset with us as a country that this is the dominant story. We've got half of Louisiana underwater, more than 60,000 homes affected. We've got a big chunk of Southern California just got burnt to the ground, and we're obsessed as a country, at least as a media, with Ryan Lochte damaging a bathroom in Brazil. Pay the fine. Do what you have to do. What you did was wrong. Can we move on now?
Well, we got Richard Deitch to talk Lochte. Unless there's other issues that we...
We haven't gotten to this. Edwin Encarnacion. Doug, he leads the American League in RBIs. And he's fighting back against a lawsuit by a woman who claims that he gave her STDs.
Hmm. Well... So I guess that'd be easy to fight if he didn't have it, right?
She seeks more than $11.5 million damages.
Oh.
And, Doug, I know you have a source on that Billy Butler brawl.
The source is just reading it, is all. Just reading it right off a website.
Counts.
Just pretend like you're hearing. Just say things like, I'm hearing. They're right. Rumblings.
Reportedly, Billy Butler said something to an equipment representative in the A's locker room, and Danny Valencia didn't like it, so they argued, and then Valencia punched Butler in the temple.
Man, we're making our way around the junior circuit.
What could he have possibly said to an equipment manager like, hey, those spikes aren't so good. Bam!
I don't think it was an equipment manager.
Did your source...
It was an equipment representative,
right, so
like
what
somebody
you...
selling them this stuff.
And what was the problem? What did your source say?
My source says Valencia said to Butler, quote, don't you ever loud talk me in front of a rep.
Huh.
So he punched him in the temple, and now Butler's got a concussion.
It was that time you kicked me when the headphone equipment guy came in to sell us headphones, and I made fun of you, and you kicked me right in the shin. You said, don't you loud talk me in front of an equipment rep.
Well, you learned your lesson.
I did. I won't do that again. So there's the captain's log. Mm-hmm.
We have a list of big stories, and we intend to attack them head on.
And it starts with Larry Nickel, who is beloved, even though...
Standing ovation at Hot Shots and O'Fallon.
Even though after a couple of... What was he drinking? Whiskey?
Doug?
A couple of those whiskeys, it seemed like he got a little aggressive.
It's the first time I'd ever seen a human Robin fed.
Did you like it?
I didn't really like it.
Did it interest you? Did it intrigue you?
I couldn't help but look like a car wreck, but I didn't really like it, no.
I felt like Flounder in Animal House. Oh, boy.
I am the biggest star on CBS Sports 920 and AntiFL.com.
Yeah, there's something to be said about that.
And it got harder to understand him as the night went on, as he began to drink a little bit more and a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I had some wings, but they were not Robin fed. They were quite good.
Yeah. One of our parties is just not a party without Larry Nickel. He's just kind of our guy.
He is our guy. Mm-hmm. Got a little aggressive, though, I thought.
Well, he'll have the recap today, but I missed a program.
You know what I did notice about it? He's got chops. He's got comedy chops, Larry Nickel.
This next he does?
Very Gleason-esque.
Mm-hmm. Tom from Salt and Smoke, the official brisket of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, will be in with brisket, I hear tell.
Really?
So if you're looking for that... That will be coming in today.
It's a nice
Salt
treat.
And Smoke, the official brisket of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Somebody's beeper going off?
I think that's outside.
Oh, is that right?
There's a pickup truck backing up, or work truck or something.
It makes its way out of the air. Doug, only a few more shows here on Hampton Avenue. It's emotional. We'll be giving our favorite memories of our time here on Hampton.
I had a couple of concerns about the move. I don't know if this is the right place to air them.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about it.
Okay. I'm concerned that when we move into this new studio, it's not new, but it's new to us.
Right.
Will there be ample signage?
Ample
We've gotten used to having, you know, like I know what studio to walk into because there's a sticker. I know that there's certain doors I'm not allowed to go through.
Sure.
I just hope that these things are properly marked in the new facility.
I haven't been out there. I don't know. But if they're not properly marked, we'll walk you through it.
All right, thank you.
We'll only be there for 4 or 5 months.
I have a least favorite memory since we've been here.
What's that, baby?
It's when I fell down the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
I never saw the video.
Nor have I.
No.
Plowsy, you said you were going to get that video and share it with us. You said it was a security camera.
Mm-hmm.
Management shot that one down.
Mm. Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Because they thought I might sue them or something?
I think so, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Management and ownership are different before the...
I was coming down the steps there and looking at my phone and missed, like, the second step from the bottom and just went ass over tea kettle. Right on down.
You were carrying
who
a tea kettle?
Who would sue? It was my fault.
What does that actually mean?
I don't know.
Iggy just texted me and says, no, we don't have a label maker.
Well,
so there won't be any signs.
That's bad negotiation.
I was listening to Iggy's show yesterday. He does a show on KFNS. And I guess they were talking about the Dan Caesar article. Maybe Iggy ought to call in. I don't know. I couldn't tell. Because I caught like the tail end of the discussion. But I wasn't sure.
But what grabbed you about their conversation about it?
I felt like Iggy... was, or maybe the gentleman with whom he was working, Matt Rocchio, Brendan Schaefer, who will be part of the all-new 590 The Fan, Doug. I don't know what they were talking about, but I don't think they were happy with the article, but I wasn't sure why. And I caught the tail end of it. It didn't, like, really, you know, get me worked up. But since Iggy just texted me regarding the label maker and therefore is listening... and obviously can participate in this program anytime he would like, I would be curious what they were talking about to see what they were unhappy with.
Well, I don't know, Guy.
Nice.
I guess we could probably go to that Michael's craft store and get ourselves a label maker and just label every room in the building, if that would make you feel a little bit better.
I have a feeling that we're all going to end up working for Brendan Schaefer one day.
He's a sharp guy.
And he's, like, young, and he looks like he's 12, and I think I've heard him on the air. He does a good job.
Yeah.
I think he'll hit the hole and then just take over. You and I will be
kicked to the
antiquated.
Curb.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim, my buddy played with Yoenis Cespedes yesterday at Gateway. He hits his pitching wedge 160 yards. What's the keyboard mafia got to say about that? That comes from Ty Webb's college roommate. Hmm. Somebody private messaged me about, again, I want to make it clear, in fairness, that it's only a handful of people who really get worked up about talk of how far people hit golf clubs. But man, for that handful, they really, and somebody explained it to me, for some guys, and I guess it's kind of the guy who's just kind of playing out the string, even though he's only like in his 30s or 40s at this point, that this is kind of the wean tracing element of his life, how far you hit a golf club or golf ball. Nurse, Nancy, Chasey, Lane. Here's Iggy. He's going to tell you, Doug.
Hi, Iggy.
Morning, gentlemen.
Did I hear that right? Was I here? It was like at 11:05, 11:10 yesterday, I think. Or was I wrong? And was I talking about a totally different thing?
It was tongue in cheek, is what it was.
I see.
I was trying to get some pub for my guys that I do the show with. I don't really care. And I said, I read the article, and every show on this station was mentioned except for the 11:1 show. I said, at least it could have mentioned you three guys.
And who are the three guys?
The great Brendan Schaefer, the great Matt Rocchio.
And Joe Cochran,
also known as Joe C to you, Doug.
Okay.
But I was tongue-in-cheek. It didn't bother me. But I just said, you know, you guys could have got some pub in there. I said, everybody else was mentioned from the shows of this station. You guys could have been mentioned. You've been doing it for a while.
And were they upset?
No, they weren't upset. Neither was I. I just had to kill some time, so I brought that up.
Okay. That's what we're doing now, Iggy.
Right.
I talked about my Hall of Fame induction bio and the alumni newsletter, so we had a nice hour yesterday.
I'm excited for you going into this.
I happened to write it myself, which I've never heard of before. They said, can you get a bio to us for the alumni newsletter? I said, yeah, you just want some bullet points. And no, we need you to write it. I said, write it? I'm going to write my own bio? So I actually quoted myself. There were some quotes in there for me, which I wrote.
It's unbelievable. What Hall of Fame is this?
It's the Brentwood High School Hall of Fame. Yeah.
Brentwood High.
All right, but it's not
Home
like
of the
that.
Eagles.
It's not like I'm sure that the Brentwood Hall of Fame committee doesn't have like staff PR people to put that together. So I guess if you're going in, you got to write your own bio. Some Hall of Fames, as I understand it, you have to pay. You have to pay.
Pay to get in.
Yes.
How much?
I heard $1,000.
Are you serious? I don't know what you're talking about right now.
That's
I've heard tell.
Really? You pay to get into the Hall of Fame?
You get the honor. And then
why don't we start one of those up real quick?
You get the honor and then you get the bill.
Really?
I've heard
so
tell.
So you could charge your listeners like $50 to get into the TMA Hall of Fame. I guarantee you there'd be 100 people trying to pay for that.
Okay, there we go. We just knocked that out. 5,000. Just did it. Perfect.
Write your own bio.
So, no, you heard right, Timmy, but it was just it was a little tongue-in-cheek. I wasn't upset at all.
I couldn't imagine that. I don't know Joe, but I have gotten to know Matt worked for us at the very beginning of this station 3 years ago, and I have heard great things about him and Brendan as well from people who are at KFNS, and Brendan will be running the board from 10 to 2, and Matt will be running the board from 2 to 7. Plowhawk will be on our board from 7 to 10, but I've heard very good things about this.
Is Brendan going to be writing any Cardinal content or Blues content?
Yeah, he's expressed interest in writing.
Because I see him at the Cardinal games quite a bit.
Yeah, he does some writing for the 590, the fan page or website. Cardinal recaps and things like that.
Well, here's some, and I'm out of line for even assigning this to you, Iggy, but as you're going to be part of this new operation, I would like you to start brainstorming some possible way we could give back to the community, maybe a weekend show, but that'll be your thing come up with a name for that and also
nice
just, yeah.
I came up with some good names for the other guy who came up with the idea. I just never used them.
Now, Iggy! As you write your Hall of Fame bio, will you include the Leona Helmsley incident and your frequent trips to hedonism?
No, I kind of left that out of there.
Did you? Don't you think that's what the people are going to want to hear about?
Well, I only have 6 minutes in this speech.
Are you going to be able to fit all your career highlights into 6 minutes, Iggy?
I'll be done in like 30 seconds, and I'll have to ad-lib 5.5. Well, what's amazing is that I'm kind of upset because... you know, my favorite band, and I'm good friends with the band, is Los Lonely Boys. And they haven't been to town in 5 years. Found out last Thursday, got an email that they're coming September 16th. Huh. So that day I put the guitar player Henry Garz on to congratulate him, looking forward to seeing you boys. I realize it's the same night as the Hall of Fame induction.
Bad beat.
So I texted my family and I said, I got these extra tickets with some meet and greets that I can't use because it's the Hall of Fame induction. Who wants to go to the Hall of Fame induction? Who wants to go to the concert? And every one of my family members wanted the tickets. So
they'd rather go to the concert than see you inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Yes, that's how much it means to my family. They all want to go to Los Lonely Boys. So,
are you disappointed in them like you've never been disappointed before?
No, I don't blame them one bit. Okay. I'd rather have somebody. I'm thinking about if I have a body double to stand in for me that night and I can go to the concert. Mm.
Who else is in that Brentwood Hall of Fame? I'd like to know.
Coach Gary Kornfeld.
I'm not sure he's in, Tim.
Oh, I thought you said last week that he was in when you were in here.
I said that I can't believe he's not in. I don't believe I went back through all the
he's going to like the Missouri High School Sports Hall of Fame, I think.
I know.
Yeah, so he's got to be in the Brentwood.
Can't make it into Brentwood, though.
Who's the most famous?
I don't think anybody that anybody's ever heard of. And there are some famous ones, athletes like Kornfeld, but Jeff Brockhaus, who kicked for Mizzou and the Falcons. You got Bruce E. Young. I would like to see what his net worth is. He's been in like 1,000 movies.
Cousin
he
Bruce.
Played the, he played the transvestite hooker in Risky Business.
Don't really remember.
I do, actually.
But he's been in like 1,000 movies.
There he was.
Yeah, I'm probably he's probably worth about $2-3 million. But he's not in, so I'm kind of embarrassed of people that aren't in and that I'm going in.
How'd you get in? You got a connection there, fellow?
They just emailed me like 2 years ago, and somebody has nominated you for the Hall of Fame, and they won't tell me who it is.
Huh.
Well, it's a very secretive process.
It shouldn't be. I'd like to know who thought enough of me to put me in or nominate me, but then I had to send them a bunch of bio about my career, and it took me a while to think of something.
Maybe it was that Johnny Weir. He's a big fan.
Maybe I'll send him an invite. Maybe he'll come.
Sure.
Yeah. Iggy, what's coming up on the show from 11 to 1 today? Doug, that's on 590 The Fan.
I have a call into Michael Lohan. I'm going to get Michael on to see what's up with Lindsay these days.
It must be.
It's about time.
Seems yeah, like then right. Wednesday, Debbie Gibson's coming on the show Wednesday.
You know her real well, too, don't you?
No, I've interviewed her a couple times. You remember the postcard where I wanted her to compare her boobs to a Tiffany. They were both rivals in the day, and they were both a Playboy.
What was that, Doug, 88 or 86?
I don't know the dates. I don't know dates.
86 I'm going to go with.
You should get Tiffany on. You should get Tiffany on, too.
I don't know where she is. I'm sure it would be very hard to find her.
No.
She's not doing much these days.
Right.
But I have to tell you guys, too, thank you for last week. That was so much fun hanging in there again and hanging out with you guys. It was fun.
The listeners enjoyed it, sir. How about the ovation you got at Hot Shots and O'Fallon?
It was pretty cool.
I'd put that in the bio. I would put that in the bio.
I may put that in for the speech. And a couple weeks ago, no, a month ago, I was at an event where I got a standing ovation.
Yep. You and Larry.
Take that, Brentwood High School.
Yep. Home of the Eagles, Doug. Iggy, good to hear from you, sir.
All right. So just to clear that up, it was all tongue-in-cheek. I love Dan. It was just trying to get my boys some pub, and nothing was mentioned about my three co-hosts.
There you go. That's what it was about.
Thanks, Iggy.
There he is. There's Iggy. He's got a show from 11 to 1 on 590. Hey, Doug, I'd like to nominate you as well to sit on my face.
Okay. Who would that be, Tim?
Just says 314.
Suspension law.
But it's nice to get nominated. It's,
Richard Deitch coming up.
It just says 314. He has been suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name, even as we speak, has gone into the Llewellyn's Pub Suspension Law Guild.
Here's Hawk Moon.
Today, half-pound classic burger.
Yo, Hawk.
Hello.
Hawk. Morning, guys.
Yes, what is it?
Oh, hey, chill, Doug. It's only Tuesday.
All right.
All right, well, listen. All right, so this morning I had to take a fiery recreational at a gas station. Sorry. But, so I'm doing my business, and the turlet is constantly flushing on me. It's one of those automatic flushing turlets.
Good.
I want to know what you guys think about it.
I think it's a good thing.
Also, Doug, I want to use your butt cheeks.
Put him down! Put him down!
It's about time we tackle the automated flush system issue.
Why would you not be in favor of that? Hawk Moon has been suspended.
Well, here's
period of 2 days' time.
Here's the dirty secret about those. Well, it seems like fun and games and a wonderful thing because you get a little refreshing breeze when it activates while you're still doing your business. Mm-hmm. But if the water isn't clean, that water is being sprayed on you, and there's a bacteria factor.
Okay.
That's what the automatic flush industry doesn't want you to know.
Oh. Well, I think they do that because too many people don't flush at all. And then the next guy goes in there and gets a big surprise. So I'm all in favor of it.
I got a big surprise yesterday when I went to the hallway restroom here.
Yeah.
I almost couldn't walk in. I don't know what was going on.
Oh, really?
Like, seriously, it was one of the worst. Like,
really?
You couldn't find a Greyhound bus station bathroom that smelled worse than that. You couldn't.
Really?
And so I almost, I really had
I haven't
to
run
go.
Into that here in the 6 magical months.
It was bad.
Wow.
Like somebody lost part of their colon or something?
It seemed like there was a group of heavyset lumberjacks that had just made a quick stop in there.
Guys, Doug gave me herpes. I don't want $11.5 million, just another night with him. Thanks. That's from the Purple Helmet Hero?
Purple Helmet Hero has been suspended, fellas. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name has gone into the Llewellyn's Pub suspension log, and I'm so upset. Listen to this. That was the sound of the pen being thrown down.
And, Tim, when you read those, I don't think you get enough credit on this show sometimes.
Right.
But you read them
absolutely.
You read them with legitimate innocence sometimes.
Right,
because really
I'm confused.
It. Yeah, really sells it.
Do you think
it.
Tim should be the inaugural member in the Morning After Hall of Fame?
Of course.
And probably the only member.
I agree. I hope that doesn't sound
his
weird.
Dad is going to pay for everything.
Somebody make a bust of Tim, and we'll get the Hall of Fame started.
Chicken Kiev for all the guests.
Has your business tried to reach the top of the search results with no luck? You need to try St. Louis Digital Media. They're a locally owned, full-service internet marketing agency that specializes in search engine optimization, AdWords, social media, and website design for small to medium-sized businesses. All of their services are done in-house, and when you call them, you speak to a real person. Their results speak for themselves. See for yourself. Visit STLDigitalMedia.com or call 314-200-5592. They specialize in customer service. Brendan Marks, who runs InsideSTL.com, can speak to that. 314-200-5592. Your Tease Farms Captain's Log. Larry Nickel will be with us around 7:45. Amy Trask, the former Raiders CEO and CBS analyst, now the author of You Negotiate Like a Girl, Reflections on a Career in the NFL. Which is available for pre-order now ahead of the September 15th release. And then Richard Deitch, the Sports Illustrated media critic, he will be with us at 9:15 on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. There is your Tease Farms Captain's Log. Get involved, oh, won't you, by calling in 314-880-0808, 314-880-0808. Guys, I think I'm going to go braless at work today. Thoughts? That's from Tony the Plow Down.
He's funny.
I think people don't realize all three of us are brawlers right now.
Shh.
It's a good thing it's radio and not television.
We got to be comfortable to do this kind of show.
Well, I'm comfortable like this.
Yeah, but you got your headphones on. You got your cans.
Yeah, I'm kind of off balance today.
Doug, the Wildwood Whisker Biscuit would like to issue an apology to you.
Well, there's a lot of people who owe me an apology. It's about time someone stepped up and offered one.
Doug, I apologize for yesterday. I was out of line. You don't speak in generalities or use straw men. My argument was lazy because I grew up along the equator. Thank you. Mm. That's from the Wildwood Whisker Biscuit. Mm.
Well, extremely hot weather does reduce productivity. There's no doubt about that.
I'm going to apply for this extremely cool radio producer job on 590. Doug, is it cool if I use you as a reference, right? That comes from the Soulard Snuggler.
I don't know the Soulard Snuggler, so no, it would not be cool.
And we're still on a mission to find the right person for the producer. I call it a hybrid. You like that hybrid?
Not really.
Kind of Chris Gardner's a hybrid. Seamaster's a producer.
Okay.
Plowhawk's more on air-ish, but he will be our board op once we will have control of our own board operators when we go to 590.
But kind of a
which
hybrid.
Should increase the drops, because that will be his job.
All right.
Plowsy's made a big change for the mornings now. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but he used to get strawberry milk and a banana, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? We've talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
No bananas anymore. He goes two donuts. He's on a donut binge, this kid.
That's good. That's where you want to be.
Yeah, you want to give up the fruits and vegetables and eat more donuts, that's for sure.
But you know what? Well done, I mean, Bosley. He doesn't have a lot of meat on his frame. I don't think a guy like that is going to change his body type just because he's found a new love in the donuts.
Well, it may not happen in your 20s, but if you ate like that your whole life, I think it would probably
catch
up. How
old is Plowsy?
28, 27, 26.
He's in his late 20s. He's still a mere 27. Whip of a man. You're a thin guy. You can handle it. Plus, he's always moving. This kid's always moving.
Well, he'd just be healthier if he ate the bananas instead of the donuts. Cut out smoking a little bit. I'm concerned about your smoking, Plowsy.
Guys, let Iggy know that Tiffany is playing the Wildy Theater in Edwardsville this Friday, August 26th. Well, there you go. It's perfect for an audio postcard.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I like those audio postcards.
Well, some of the audio quality was not the best that I've ever heard. The non-gay did some that sounded like he was, you know, in a train station somewhere. We just couldn't hear a darn thing.
I like him. And then with Iggy.
Well, I like him too, but his audio postcard sucked.
Iggy? I'm talking about Iggy here.
No,
because a lot of times I'll be like, hey, I just wonder what that Anson Williams is up to. And then it's like, hey, we have an audio postcard from Iggy.
Yeah. No, Iggy's audio postcards are hysterical. The non-gay, in his first effort, he didn't realize that you have to hold the mic pretty close to the person talking or you don't hear a lot. That's all. You know, he tried. Kid gave it a heck of a shot.
Doug, here is Mike Lee.
Hello. Hello, Mike. Mike?
Hi.
Oh, hi, oh boy, where are you today?
I'm still at the hospital called Rehab.
How are you feeling?
I'm coming back this Friday.
You get out on Friday?
Yeah.
Good. That's good news.
That's good news. I have a lot of people who ask about you.
Who?
A lot of the listeners do. I get messages about it. When I'm out and about, people are asking. When I was out this past weekend, people were asking how you're doing. Penny was there?
Yeah, she was here last week to see me. She came over here to see me.
That was nice of her, wasn't it?
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Feeling okay, but I still can't go work right now.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, well, you just get better. You got to heal up, my friend.
Yeah. Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
I drink Starbucks coffee.
You did? Well, you're a big coffee drinker, aren't you?
Kiss my ass, Jesse.
Yeah, well, I think it already was, fellow.
You might kiss my ass.
Put him down! Put him down!
He's feeling good. That's good news. You got to admit, Doug.
I didn't see it coming.
When he goes after you like that, that's a good sign.
I didn't see that coming. Mike Lee's been suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days.
What does he say in that drop?
In rehab.
It makes, when he drinks the coffee, what does it do? It makes his rump what?
Sexy.
That's what he says?
Yeah.
Huh.
Plowboy, before I take the producer position, I would like to know how much ass, man or woman, you've pulled since joining this show. That comes from Mia Hamm's husband.
Noma?
It's not necessarily one of those career that you flaunt and get laid, but it's, I mean, you can try. But I haven't usually had very much success doing that.
Wait, so you're saying, oh, by the way, I'm a producer at a big radio station on a big marvelous show with stars.
Right.
The women aren't drawn to you.
Usually the female go, oh, AM?
Yeah.
That's honestly, that's what they say.
What
is
that?
That's got to be a turn on.
AM as opposed to FM? Just whatever band you're on, that determines how sexy they find you?
I would say it's a good start if you're on FM.
What would be the best job in the world for attracting women? Is that professional athlete?
Yeah. It's
movie star?
Rock star.
I would think musician.
Rock star.
Rock
Joshua,
star.
Joshua, you saw the response Joshua got.
Yeah. Rock star number one.
Rock star athlete.
Tied for first. Blah.
AM radio.
I think probably rock star. I think probably rock star.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Because there's probably more girls into that than sports.
Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Doug Vaughn, I really don't know you, sir.
That's all right. That's all right.
That's Jesse. That's a little taste of what the Plowhawk's going to bring when he's on the ones and twos, Doug, mm-hmm. in 9 days.
You know what? You know what happened to me yesterday? So, like a Norman Rockwell postcard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm walking to the park with my wife and son, and, you know, in our little neighborhood, you say hi to everyone.
Sure.
And there's a guy we hadn't seen before. I didn't recognize him, and I just said, hey, how you doing? And we walk by, and I hear, free dotum.
No, you didn't.
I turned around and said, not in this neighborhood.
No.
Not in this neighborhood. Mm. He had just moved in there the week or so before.
And already he's causing problems.
He dropped a free dotum on me.
Mm. You set him straight, I hope.
He listens to the show. Big fan.
Does he look like someone who ignores law and order?
No, he actually looks like he could be in a Norman Rockwell postcard also.
Doug, Inside STL Night at the ballpark is Thursday, September 8th, when the Cardinals take on the Brewers. Tickets are only $9.20. Enter coupon code INSIDESTL16 for savings on the STL Cardinals ticket page, or follow the link on InsideSTL.com to purchase tickets. $9.20. How about that deal? Pre-game and post-game party is at Truman's and Soulard. Well, they'll have Inside STL-themed food and drink specials, bucket specials, Cardinals bombs. Show your Inside STL ticket after the game for a free shot. Also providing a free shuttle to and from the game, it's Truman's and Soulard and the Inside STL night at Busch Stadium. Cardinals in action tonight at Busch Stadium. Rick Hummel writing about, I don't know if our listeners have had a chance to read the piece in the Post-Dispatch. I would recommend it, especially for those of you who recall the Cardinals and Mets rivalry of the 1980s. And he interviewed Keith Hernandez, who's in town for the SNY broadcast of the Mets and Cardinals. And Keith Hernandez said, yeah, this just doesn't really hold a candle to, you know, what that was like. Really more in 85-87, even though the Mets won in 86-88, as Hernandez pointed out, when the Mets won, the Cardinals weren't in it. When the Cardinals won, the Mets fought them until the final week in the season. And those were some incredible seasons because it was a winner-take-all. You didn't finish in second or around 500 and get into the playoffs. So there was great drama in those final few weeks of the seasons, and the teams legitimately disliked each other. He said if they would have played more often, they would have brawled constantly. And he said had there been a wild card, the Mets would have been in the playoffs from 84 through 88.
Who was the guy in the Mets you disliked the most, if any? I didn't like that Timmy Tuffel. I didn't like Timmy Tuffel.
He got under your skin.
He did. He was always, like, if there were any kind of problems at the, you know, he was always in the middle of it, that Tim Tuffel. Apparently he's a wonderful guy, but he always chapped me a little bit. Tim Tuffel. Plus the name. Hey, Tuffy. Tuffy
Rose. He's
kind of a guy in the background there, just an innocent little
Howard slacker. Johnson was disliked strongly. Hernandez was disliked strongly. Strawberry was disliked strongly. Wally Backman got in people's craw.
How do you dislike Gary Carter?
A lot of people didn't like
Gary
him.
Carter?
Kid Carter?
He was demonstrative, that's why.
I guess. He looked like the guy every team would want as their catcher.
But Rick Hummel said that outside, and I just have to respectfully disagree. It certainly doesn't feel that way, but maybe I'm wrong, and I think there's also just one thing that was left out, but that this is the biggest series between the Cardinals and the Mets since those series in the 1980s, with the exception of the 2006 NLCS. I don't blame him for forgetting the 2000 NLCS. It wasn't real memorable. It was kind of over and done with quickly, and the Cardinals didn't really, you know, play that close of a game here in games one or two, and then it was over in five at Shea Stadium. But, I mean, the teams have played in another NLCS outside of that, and I'd have a tough time imagining that they didn't play games of some importance, you know, between 2016 and 1987. And I don't think a lot of people are like, oh, Jonathan Neese is on the mound tonight. This reminds me of Dwight Gooden, Ron Darling, Bob Ojeda, Sid Fernandez.
Plus, the Mets are a team that...
And they're 500. But yeah, they have won two in a row. I saw, you know, if you're a Cardinal fan, for my money anyway, that doesn't necessarily read the blogs, which I would also recommend doing. But from STL Today, Derek Gould's chat is just great Cardinal reading. And so I was reading that this morning, and somebody asked him, biggest threat to the Cardinals for the second wild card, Pirates, Marlins themselves, mystery team. And to me, my answer would be Mets, unless I'm just totally off the mark on this thing. And it's, you know, I realize you look at the Mets and you go, well, they've kind of flopped around here recently, but they've gotten healthy. They did get Jay Bruce, even though it's not like he's done a whole lot since he's gotten there. But Cespedes is back. To me, I would think that it's the Mets over the Pirates or Marlins. And it, again, it's Pirates traded people away. Marlins lost Stanton. Mets have that pitching, and now they have Cespedes back. To me, that's the team. And so, as Rick Hummel said yesterday on the show, if the Cardinals win this series against them, they're up 5.5 games on the Mets as the clock continues to tick for New York.
And Jay Bruce, I don't have the numbers handy. I didn't look it up before making the statement, but it seems he has hurt the Cardinals quite a bit in his career. right? Jay Bruce, doesn't it seem like he's...
He has, yeah. Yeah, with the Reds. I think the Marlins might still be the big team that you worry about. I mean, they've done okay without Stanton so far. They've won their last three in a row. They've got some pitching. You certainly wouldn't want to face Jose Fernandez in a one game playoff. I don't know, the Mets are still 4.5 back. I think that you got to worry about the Marlins.
In this series, too. I mean, the Mets, you know, flopping around, I think, is a pretty apt description, trying to get some traction going. And I guess we'll find out now if the Cardinals are going to go on this extended run.
The Mets don't hit much. They have one of the weaker offenses in all of baseball.
Right, but that's, you know, keep in mind they didn't have their biggest bat for, you know, the last however many weeks.
Yeah, I would think you would approach it, and you're not going to let him beat you. And if you have to walk him, you walk him and see what anybody else has got.
He shipped the Giants this weekend. 2 home runs on Saturday, a home run on Sunday, which was the difference in their 2-0 victory. You will see DeGrom and Mets. You just won't see him tonight. Jonathan Nease on the mound against Jaime Garcia. And it is a big series, and it really is one of the few series the Cardinals have remaining, I would say, at San Francisco with wild card implications. They are, unless the Pirates truly do stick around, I just have a tough time believing that one. But to their credit, despite trading pieces away 23 days ago, they are hanging around. So the Cardinals can take 2 or 3 for the Mets. For my money, that would go a long ways. And already where I am, which is I think they, I'd be surprised anyway if they weren't a second wild card. And God, it would be cool if they wind up playing the Cubs again. And I don't know. It's kind of how I went into the 2011 and 2006 postseasons. I didn't have high expectations. 2011, they were playing so well, but because of who they were playing, I thought, they're probably not going to win because that Phillies team was so damn good. Had been to the NLCS 3 straight years and the World Series 2 of the previous 3 years and won the World Series in 2008. But in this case, you know, the Cubs are already being crowned. Eddie Vedder saying almost as much on Saturday night when he played Wrigley Field with Pearl Jam. And if the Cardinals could knock them off in a year where the expectations are so high, that would be great amusement. And that's who it would be, barring the Washington Nationals making some surge and the Cubs falling apart. Cubs are going to be the one seed, and they're going to play the winner of the Cardinals and Giants or Cardinals and Dodgers.
And the Cubs would have all the pressure on them if the Cardinals faced them.
I don't think the Cubs would want anything to do with this snarling Cardinal bunch. They have by far the greatest run differential of any of the wild card teams. Now, I don't want you guys even to try to figure out what run differential is. I don't think you have the mathematics chops. But they have a run differential of plus 81.
Team
and just
speed.
Trust me. Just
team
trust
speed,
me what it
right?
Means.
That's about team
it's
speed.
It's got nothing really about speed.
What said run?
It's about runs scored, runs allowed. They're at a plus 81 right now, which is far and away the best of any wild card team. And I think that and that alone means the Cubs don't want anything to do with this snarling Cardinal bunch.
And the bulk of that run differential comes in the late innings, Doug.
If you were the Cubs, seriously, I don't think you'd want to play the Cardinals. I don't think you'd want that hanging on you to think that these are our longtime rivals that have beat our brains in for decades, and now they have a chance to do it in what's supposed to be our year. I don't think they'd want the Cardinals.
We're expected to win, they'd be thinking.
Yep.
All of a sudden, it gets a little tight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd like that too. Although the last trip to Wrigley for the playoffs, I still have bad dreams. It just seemed every ball was flying out of the ball. Every ball the Cubs hit, gone.
Yeah.
Give me an example of one that landed on the scoreboard and stayed there.
Schwarber hit one that would have gone maybe 700 feet if it hadn't hit the scoreboard.
Mm-mm.
Well, Schwarber's not there, is he, Doug?
No. So that really turns the tide.
They've been just letting Jason Hayward just sit a weekend out. God, what a debacle. He gets booed there. He gets booed here, he gets booed there. Ah, yes.
Ah, yes, boo.
Can you imagine? Yeah. Can you imagine if they weren't pretty much running the table, the pressure on that guy? I mean, he's getting booed now, and all they do is win.
You wonder how he could have regressed that much. I mean, he's not the only guy making a big contract. It's not like everybody who's got a big contract suddenly can't play up to that.
Is this where you brag about your wealth?
Well, I might get around to that, yeah. But, I mean, this was the best player the Cardinals had last year, overall player. And now there's times he's hitting 225. with six home runs. That's in over 400 at-bats. He's done nothing. He's done nothing.
The good thing
he would
is,
have to rank as one of the weakest outfielders in the National League.
Well, the good thing is that there's a lot of time left on that contract.
Yeah.
A lot of time. A lot of time.
I don't. You wonder if they might try to move him into some other situation.
Like what?
I don't know. I don't know. You may try to trade him if it turns out that clearly they don't need him.
They're not quite sure that's a contract another organization.
Are you kidding me?
No. If they had
to take
they
on,
had to, if they had to pick up some of it, we've seen. I don't think that happened.
I don't think that happened.
We saw that with the Teen Witch project here.
Yeah, I don't think that happens at this early stage of the contract that they're going to start.
I wouldn't expect it.
You're just going to hope like heck that he improves.
Doug, head to the Lake of the Ozarks, would you?
I did a couple weeks ago.
You can stay at Lakeview Resort. Boat, fish, swim, or enjoy a variety of amenities, including the outdoor pool, hot tubs, and sand volleyball court. Bikini Pier has a variety of boat and wave runner rental options for you to choose from. For wintertime visitors, check out the enclosed heated fishing dock. It even has a TV set up inside so you can watch the games whilst fishing. Lakeview can handle groups of all sizes. Mention you heard about them here on CBS Sports 920. And you receive your third night free. For more information or to make reservations, check out LakeviewResortUSA.com. It's Lakeview Resort. Hey, look what it is. It's time for the WWE recap.
Hit the lever, Plowsy.
This is WWE superstar Daniel Bryan. It's now time for your WWE wrestling recap with our CBS Sports 920 wrestling insider, Larry Nickel, brought to you by Jim Hayes Enterprises on the Ryan Kelly Morning After on CBS Sports 920 and InsideSTL.com.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Yes!
Boom, Doug. Pyrotechnics. Send your emails in the morning after at InsideSTL.com today, courtesy of Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man.
Oh, no.
We have a set of Cardinal tickets for this evening's festivities against the New York Metropolitans.
What's a set, two?
Oh, my. Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man. I don't know. They were sent to me.
I don't know. I thought set had a meaning.
Joining us right now, the wonderful Larry Nickel. Good morning, Larry.
Hello, Nixie.
Why, what's up?
Sounds like you're talking into a pillow.
I'm not now.
That's better. That's
but
better.
But you were before. Yeah.
You in bed, Larry?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. I got class at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Wait, are you in bed right now?
No.
You're up and around.
Yes.
Back
you
to school?
You guys know how I'm feeling?
Yeah, how you feeling?
With my fingers.
I get
With
it.
Your fingers.
What'd you have for breakfast?
A banana.
All right.
Good for you. Right there, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
Larry, SummerSlam, one for the ages. Some people even thought some of the wrestlers got out of line from the script and injured each other. And you had a few people hurt on Sunday night, Doug, and that proves that it was legitimate.
It proves there was an accident somewhere in there. Who got hurt, Larry?
Finn Bella got hurt during the WWE Universal title match.
Who did you say got hurt?
Finn Balor.
Yep, Vin Diesel. Started in that nanny film.
Okay.
So he had to forfeit the WWE Universal title last night. And they have a fatal four-way for next week to create a new Universal champion.
Okay. And he had to forfeit it because he's hurt. Don't you get to keep the title if you're hurt? You just hang on to it until you come back? Or do the writers insist that they have enough drama that they can change, the title can change hands every week?
Doug, we're talking about the writers. There are no writers.
Okay. All right, so what else happened?
Also at SummerSlam, there was a title match between Charlotte and Sasha Banks, and Charlotte won, becoming a two-time women's champion.
Wow.
Well, that sounds exciting.
And there were two matches. Actually, one match did not happen, which was the United States title match between Rusev and Roman Reigns.
Between Luthez Lou Thesz was a champion like in the early 60s.
Lou Fuse, a car dealership.
No,
he got
Lou Thesz. R-U-S-E-B.
Okay.
And then the main event was at SummerSlam, Brock Lesnar versus
John Candelaria.
Oh, yeah, the Candyman.
You still there, Larry? Larry! Nixie! Larry!
Maybe he got fed up
with us. No, sir, he's not there. You're not there, are you, Larry?
Plowhawk will be all over it.
He might have gotten fed up with us.
Doug, you can't keep talking about these writers.
Well, some of the names I hadn't heard before. I was just trying to clarify who they were. I didn't realize Lou Thesz was still active.
Well, it was a great night, and in summation, Stormy combatants went toe-to-toe, and the best man won.
Yeah. I saw a video of Lou Thesz a little while ago. Somebody brought him up. We were looking at YouTube of Lou Thesz, because he lived in Glendale, close, like across the street from one of my friends in high school, when he was supposedly the world champion. And on the video, he's in this world championship match, and he gets a guy in a hammer lock, and the guy gives up, and it was over. I said, really? That's all there was? That's as hard as they tried to sell it back then? You got a hammerlock. Okay,
you ever been in a hammerlock?
It hurts. If you really do it, it hurts.
You wouldn't let them in right there?
But for that to be a finishing move in professional wrestling for the world championship, I thought was a little thin.
Which one's the best finishing move? I always thought the iron claw, where a gentleman just starts flailing.
Yeah, and you can't do anything. If they put their hand on your forehead, I mean, that's it. There really isn't anything you can do to try to fight out of that. You just lie there and kick around a little bit until you're motionless.
What about the DDT?
When Fritz Von Erich, or heaven forbid, Baron Von Raschke, got you in the Iron Claw, it was lights out. I don't care where you were from.
Larry, do you agree with that assessment on the Iron Claw?
Yeah, and sorry about that. My phone's been a little ass today.
Easy.
Oh, my word.
Easy.
There are kids in the car. Do we have audio from last night? I believe we do, and some of the listeners really wanted to hear this particular audio, Doug.
No, they didn't. Well, Byron Saxton standing by with Braun Strowman's off a small television.
You've got to get some good microphones.
Here with Johnny Knockout and Johnny. You see what Braun Strowman's capable of.
Our audio is bad anyway, but this was recorded off a 9-inch television. Probably a black and white TV.
Because I like big, sweaty men.
Ah,
what? Let's just hope you still have a heartbeat after this match. Good luck.
What was that?
What was that? Plowsy?
I guess we need to hear it again. Plowhawk, how'd you record this audio?
I will explain. This is a loyal member of the fan page. I was looking for this morning, and I wanted to use this one as a last resort, just in case I wasn't able to find the particular part. And since we can't access the WWE website at the station, I have to use my phone, which is a different layout, a little bit more difficult to find full videos. And so I ended up having to use what appeared to be a listener recording it from his phone.
And what did we hear there, just because we couldn't make
A guy was walking down the alley, looked like a bear, if you were categorizing him. He was definitely a bear. He was 300 pounds. Mm. And there was an in-ring interview of the opponent, and he said, why are you fighting this guy? And he said he likes big, sweaty, hairy men. Cat.
Thank you, Plowsy. You're a delight.
Tat, Larry.
Yeah, it sounded like I watched it last night, and the guy must have been wanting to be in the ring of a man, you know, being all gay and stuff.
Tim, what was that you said about social media ending this show?
You think that was the line? I don't know. I think it'll be a more glorious blaze. Larry, that's very hot. Hey, you know what? You were Robin fed by a listener's wife on Thursday night in front of a few hundred people. How'd that treat you?
Awesome. Mm.
Now, what was it that struck you as awesome? What about the experience did you like?
All of it.
That was Rachel Tickler who did that, Doug. Timmy Tickler's wife.
Now, is this something you'd like to be part of again, being Robin fed?
Yes.
Now, did the chicken wing that she initially bit into and chewed up and then spit into your mouth. Did it slide right down your esophagus proper, or did you then take it and mix her saliva and wingy wingy with your saliva and then digest said wing?
It went down good.
You just swallowed the darn thing.
Yes.
Now, some of the listeners, some of the gentlemen listeners, were offering to Robin feed you, but that is not something you would be part of, right?
No way, Jose.
No. Good answer, Larry.
Larry, do you happen to have the top five countries in the world at your disposal?
Yes, I do.
All right, let's hear them. This will be good, Doug.
Number five, Uranus.
Planet, Larry.
Number four, Paul Reiser.
Thank you.
Actor.
It's a good list.
Number three, Israel.
Okay. Big, big win.
Number two, Jerusalem.
City.
Shut up, Doug.
City.
And then shut up, Doug.
Got one country so
this
far.
This is your best list ever, Larry.
And what's number one, United States of America.
Yes! Yes!
Good work, Larry. I know you spent some time putting that together, and that is time well spent. Good job.
Well, thank you.
Larry, God bless Bye. You, and God bless these United States of America.
Yeah, God bless you guys. God bless Ryan Kelly, by the way, 314-781-9700 on homoexpert.com.
Okay.
And God bless America.
There he
Bye.
Is.
Thank you, Nixie.
Got a standing ovation at Hot Shots. And then as he was getting a standing ovation, he demanded from the crowd more applause for himself.
He was
That's
doing
from
like
watching wrestling.
He was doing like little double takes. I'm telling you, this guy is a visual comedy.
He's got the chops.
He does have the chops.
Doug Sailor, Jerry Spiced Rum. They're not into ordinary rums. We enjoy Sailor Jerry Spiced Rum. The one made in honor of Norman Sailor Jerry Collins, a Navy vet who built his rep as the undisputed father of the old school tattoo by inking soldiers and sailors in World War II era Honolulu. Sailor Jerry Spiced Rum's 92 proof mixes well with lemonade, cola, or simply as a chilled shot. It's bold as hell, it's smooth as hell, and it's the official spice drum of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Please enjoy Sailor Jerry responsibly. Coming up on the program, the Tease Farms Captain's Log. We will be joined by Amy Trask, always one of my favorite guests. She's operating at a slightly higher level than we are, but just a slight. I don't even know if the listeners would notice it. And I just saw Vinny Bonsignor. Remember him from the Rammy saga of the LA Daily News, saying that they are expecting the proposal for Las Vegas and the Raiders to be announced within the next handful of days. Let's see, FYI on Raiders Las Vegas. Hearing Bali High has emerged as the preferred site. Expectation is the proposal will be unveiled ahead of the August 25th meeting. So I don't know. Maybe the Raiders really wind up in Las Vegas.
I would expect that to happen at this point, wouldn't you?
I mean, I don't know if it's a leverage play or what. Goal is to give Nevada legislature a chance to digest the plan, numbers, et cetera, before the August 25th meeting.
Are they looking for public funds in Vegas?
Let's see. Where is the extra money coming from, asking for $750 million for a $1.4 billion stadium that's blown out to be a $2 billion projection, $500 million from the Raiders. The rest is on developers, including overruns. That's from Vinny Bonsignor, LA Daily News.
How much are the Raiders kicking in?
500 milli.
If I was Mark Davis, I'd much rather be in a brand-new stadium in Las Vegas than in that hellhole where they are in Oakland.
Agreed, except they have a fan base in Oakland, and with cities like Las Vegas, which is growing, you know, because it's a transient population, tourism, sometimes it doesn't work.
I really think that'll work there.
Yeah, I would.
I really think it'll work there. I don't know about the NHL.
Yeah, because you got to sell out 40 dates there as opposed to.
And like,
10
so you're in Las Vegas for
stadium.
A weekend, and you're like, yeah, let's go watch the Raiders play down the street. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, everything's so damn close. You fly basically into the strip.
And even though the city proper is not as near the size of the Oakland area, there's probably a couple hundred thousand tourists there at any one time.
Yeah.
Apples and oranges, I understand, but you can sort of see the relationship. But minor league baseball in Atlantic City, they thought the same thing didn't work.
So I'll ask Amy about that. Plus, I still am fascinated by what's happening with the Chargers. Because I just don't know how that's – I just don't see them moving in with Kroenke. I just don't. But I could be wrong on it. So talk it over with Amy about that. Richard Deitch, 9 o'clock hour. It's Ryan Kelly Morning Air.